Thank you for joining me for the PBL Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Stoyer. And I also recognize that some of us like to learn things in different ways. So I want to give you a couple of the other options for learning. We have a PBL Simplified YouTube series for teachers and for leaders. If you go to pblsimplified.com, you can sign up for those. We have PBL blogs, most of those written by teachers in the classroom doing PBL. You can find that in the show notes as well. We also have a newsletter, and the newsletter is split up for teachers and for principals, and it comes out every week, and it highlights some of our best resources, some of our most current resources that you can use right away in your school. So again, thanks for joining me on the podcast. There might be some other ways you want to learn or the way you want to share some of these resources. There you go. You can find them in the show notes.
Welcome to the PBL Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Stoyer with Magnify Learning, and we're super excited to have you here. We talk all things project-based learning. We're talking about leadership. How do you bring PBL into your school or your district? How do you make it a grassroots movement and not a top-down mandate? We talk about teacher work here as well. We've got a PBL showcase each month where we bring in a teacher and we have them talk about their PBL unit. We also bring in a PBL guest, somebody that can come in from sports, business, or education to help up your leadership game. Today, though, is a PBL leadership episode. So this is where you and I sit down and we talk about PBL and how we can improve the world via project-based learning. Now, today, we're talking about deep partnerships. I don't actually have a need to know for you. I just presented at University of Kentucky, and the folks over at UK Next Gen are amazing. That's it. Like, they are. If you're in Kentucky, you don't know UK Next Gen, you should. Like, hands down, you just should. But what struck me is that when they did an introduction, I gave like a 3-hour talk there slash work session, because I think keynotes should be interactive, right? You shouldn't just be sitting, especially if we talk about project-based learning. Shouldn't be sitting yet. So we built out some PBL units and we built out some leadership development plans, some problems of practice. But when I got my introduction from Lou Settles, who again is amazing, part of UK Next Gen, great leadership throughout the entire state of Kentucky. I would love to clone them in every state. So if you're interested in that, let me know. And I'd love to start that conversation. Side note, but when Lou introduced me, she happened to mention, she did some quick math, that we'd been working together for 8 years. So for 8 years, we've been bringing project-based learning to Kentucky. And UK Next Gen does work around leadership and school development. They do a lot of work around graduate profiles, student-led conferences. They do a little bit of everything, bringing people towards deeper learning, right? Like outside of the traditional model, let's do something that's more student-centered. And there's so many different ways to do that. They are artists and experts about leadership and teacher growth. They have some great dual credit programs, but they bring in people from around the country in a lot of different places to talk innovation with leaders in Kentucky. So I go there as a project-based learning guy, and I try to be a good student. And gosh, I really just try to crush it there because they bring a group that's so powerful. Like, you can't get to UK Next Gen to an event and be a grumpy old teacher that barely likes kids, right? And those people exist, but you're not going to make it through the vetting process of UK Next Gen. Like, you just wouldn't like their messaging. So what I like and what I think is important about our conversation today is I'd like to take us to deep partnerships and those relationships. So for me, one of the many reasons why I really appreciate UK Next Gen is their appreciation of partnership and our partnership. But I think it comes from, like, as I think about this, you know, after my talk and in talking with people, what I appreciate is that I know their values. They know our values as an organization, as Magnify Learning, and we know that they align in a lot of different places. So the people that they bring, again, into the room, like, they're halfway there, right? They've gone through a lot of the thinking. They think it should be student-centered. You know, they've done some of this upfront work. So then when we bring in project-based learning, they're like, oh, yeah, this totally makes sense. And then UK Next Gen trusts us to do a great job of implementation of PBL, to not just do a service level, like one day, ready, go, and you're going to fail. They know that we take partnership really seriously on our end with any school that we partner with. In fact, in talking about partnership, I think this fits here. I was just talking with a school that wanted to do a tour of one of our model sites. And we set up a date. It took a little while. And I did not ask our model school to adjust their schedule until I got a solid date from this partner. And I do that for a really interesting reason, is because I want to protect that partnership. Because it turns out that the tour isn't going to happen. Like, we're not going to do the training, which is fine. They kind of, I think, probably feel that I bobbled it because the dates didn't work that we agreed on. But I bobbled it in such a way that it protected my partner. And I'm totally fine with that. So are we going to work with that school? Not this year. Maybe down the road if they see something different. But we may have lost a partnership, but it was to protect one that was really strong for us. And I'm totally okay with that because I'm going to protect partnerships above all. In fact, a lot of schools, like when you're doing your due diligence, like even if you're listening now, if you've never partnered with us, you say, well, we're going to do project-based learning. So great, go out, find five PBL companies, you know, vet them, ask them for, you know, some references so we can call them and check up on them. And they get to us, they say, well, can we get some references? And I say, no. Like, we don't do references. I said, I can give you thousands of testimonials if you want of like the great work that we do. I can show you the model schools that we have, but we don't make our partners do sales for us. We don't want our partners to be salespeople for us because it's inconvenient. Now, would they do it? Yes. But if I'm going to have an ask of one of our deep partners, I don't want it to be sales. I want it to be where we're pushing them in their practice, where we're pushing them to do something different, something hard. Right. So we've got different asks for our partners. And I think that's important when it comes to deep partnerships. So if you're listening and you're a principal or you're a teacher, you know, you've got some deep partnerships that you need to protect. It might be a great community partner. We know we have got some schools where you have community partners where, you know, if somebody else drops out, you need somebody for presentation day, you could call them the day of and they'd be there in 30 minutes. Right. Maybe they work at a bank or they're at an insurance company and they're like, yeah, I can make that happen because the partnership's so deep, right? Like, you just know, like, you know, it's an inconvenient ask. You know, it's going to change their day. It's not what they expected, but they get what you do. You get what they do. And that's okay to ask, right? That's a partnership you should protect, right? You might even do some gifting, right, to that. And that's a piece I'm learning in this book called Giftology from John Ruhlin. Gosh, he's so super strong in this. I've got so much to learn from him, but he's talking about gifting to your deep partnerships. Not a transactional piece, but just to show that you value that relationship. Why? Because you do value that relationship, right? So let's show that. So partners like that are different than a community partner that, you know, is brand new or might just be showing up for the first time. And maybe they'll come back, maybe they won't, right? Maybe they get your mission, maybe they don't. And that's okay, right? Not every relationship is going to be a deep relationship. But what I want you to pull out of today's leadership episode is that you need to value those deep partnerships. If you're a building principal, for instance, and you have an assistant superintendent that gets your work, they're likely protecting you from some nonsense initiatives from the state. Sorry, state folks, but those happen, right? And so a great assistant superintendent, a great principal is protecting classroom teachers from some of the mandates that might come from the district, might come from the state. There's some massaging that happens. Well, that's a deep partnership that you need, that you're benefiting from. And you need to honor that relationship. I think honor is a great word when we start talking about relationships. How do you honor that relationship? Well, it's not always ask, ask, ask. It's sometimes like, you know, maybe you have a great milestone. Maybe you have your 50th community partner comes in the building. And yes, you should track that because that's awesome. And you send that up the chain to the assistant superintendent that really gets your work. You say, hey, we had our 50th community partner come in and the learners did a great job. The teachers are doing a great job. I just wanted to send you a note to say thank you for working with us. Thank you for believing in the work that we do. Thank you. Right, so sending a thank you or sending an encouraging note to your deep relationships, these deep partnerships, it's a classy step. But two, it just makes sense, right? Because things change. Things are difficult. Every position in leadership is difficult, right? So that person's taking time, extra effort to protect the work that you're doing. So let's protect that relationship. So community partners, either in the classroom or with the school, those people that you're working with, maybe assistant superintendent level, that those district level folks that you know are helping you out in some way. Maybe it's a vendor, you know, a really great partner that's doing some consulting for you, that's helping you with your change process. It's real easy to be like, well, this is a transaction. And you're doing the thing that you do, and I'm doing the thing that I do. But what if we got beyond that? What if it was like, you care about the work that we do here, so we want to care about you? Like, that's neat. Like, that's super cool. Like, if you go back to UK Next Gen, which is where I started this conversation, this whole thought is like, that's a relationship that, you know, I'm valued for 8 years. I go in there, I speak really once a year, but I would do anything they want me to do, right? Like, I move plans, I move things off my calendar in order to fit that talk. And I don't really speak a lot because I'm not a big fan of keynotes because they're typically not interactive. And then I feel like if we're not doing the work, then we're actually harming the work by just doing sit and get stuff, right? So I don't speak a lot, but I always speak there because I value that partnership. And I always try to find ways where I can speak well of them, which is another great little trick to, if you will, or maybe technique to value those deep relationships, is to speak well. Like, if you're going to speak behind somebody's back, say really great things, right? And because what happens is a lot of times that gets back to somebody, and it's just another way for you to compliment them and, you know, preserve and protect that relationship. And you're not doing it to get things, right? There's this fine line. Like, if you start going, okay, well, I'm going to do this so I can get that, it's like, you're probably missing the heart of this, right? But at the heart of it is, don't just let those deep relationships go. Invest in them. Take some time. Will it take extra time? Yes. Is it worth it? Yes. So find a way to send a thank you note, send an encouraging note, send a couple of those. Vincent Puglisi, I've got a rabbit trail because I just read this great book by Vincent Puglisi, and he talks about the hour of giving. And this hour of giving is 1 hour a day that he does. That's amazing. I am not there by any means. Where he's sending out a text or a call, some piece of value to people that are deep relationships for him. And he actually has a couple levels. He does it with, you know, prospective clients and some people that might not be as deep. But I think you have to start with your deep relationships. That's where I'm going to start. Like, I read his book. And if you read a book, I think you need to act on it or throw it away, right? Or you probably shouldn't have finished the book. But if you finish the book, then you need to act on some portion of it because something resonated with you. So I'm going to encourage you to look at those deep relationships and try to just send out one note this week, right? And it could be a text. It could be a social media DM. It could be a traditional thank you note. Like, those still work, by the way. But, and then build it up, right? Do one a day. Just let it be a text to somebody that says, hey, I really appreciate the relationship that we have. I appreciate the work that you do. And I want you to know that it matters here. That's it. It could be short. It could be sweet, right? But send something out to those deep relationships because they matter. Because you're going to be in leadership a long time, right? Like, you're doing this for the long haul. The work isn't going to be finished next week, right? Like, spoiler alert, you're not going to finish next month. It's always ongoing. There's always change to be had. There's always a movement to be led. You're going to do that. You've already answered the call. So start to build this habit of nurturing your deep relationships. You're not going to regret it. You're going to get a lot of fruit from it, in fact. So that wraps up our leadership episode for the PBL Simplified podcast this week. Take that with you into your school and see fruit from it.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the PBL Simplified podcast. I appreciate you. I'm honored that you tune in each week. Would you please take 2 minutes to leave a rating and a review? When you leave a review, it lets the next person know that this is a podcast worth listening to. When they go into their player and search project-based learning and PBL Simplified popped up, when they see those reviews, they know that high-quality visionary leaders are listening. So they tune in too, and they can find their way into the PBL journey. Thank you so much for leaving a review. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you.